Welcome to ITAD Talk and part two in this series. Here is your host, Jeff Bittner.
On the R2V3, I know that that's, there's probably only a few recyclers that have actually made that transition. I know that we're working on it for our next audit. So can you tell us a little bit more about that perhaps?
Sure, Jeff. This latest version of R2, they worked hard to make it a little more flexible, so it matched various business models, but also more stringent, so that the bad actors could not just get passed on and get their certificate. So it really became much more strict and prescriptive around certain practices to make sure that people are doing the right thing and can back that up.
It's funny you mentioned that. I was going to just bring out one of the things from the ITAD Summit. One of the recyclers the ITAD companies that was speaking there was talking about they were using a partner in a foreign country, and they really wanted to keep track of the material and that it was going where this partner said it was going, and they were putting trackers on the equipment. And even though they've got a fully documented process and had vetted their partners, the partners were lying and moving the material somewhere that wasn't approved of by this company and their corporate client. So they were able to identify that kind of in midstream, I guess you might say, and actually go and pick up that material. So it's just kind of interesting how, as companies are reaching out to scale different areas, that it is so important to be able to keep track of those IT assets and to protect that corporate client's brand.
Indeed, and it's not just protecting the corporate client's brand, it's also protecting the citizens and workers in developing countries that, we want to encourage their economies to grow, we want to encourage them to learn and have resources and become better in their own lives. But we also don't want to just dump on them. We don't, we want to do it in a way that is an encouragement, not a detriment. And so making sure that this equipment goes where it's supposed to go and there's accountability for that is really important. So I'm excited to see the movement towards GPS trackers and the ability for companies to police their downstreams a little bit better. Because there's even though you can do extreme due diligence and really try to make sure that there's control over where it goes, ultimately, things can slip, things can lose control. And so it's important to stay on top of that on an ongoing basis. So that is one of the things in R2V3 is just better control over that. Jeff, I think there's 950 or so companies that were or facilities that were certified worldwide to R2 2013. We're just starting to see the first companies be certified to R2 V3. So we're not really sure how many will upgrade. Will some fall out and not and choose not to upgrade because it is more prescriptive, it is more controlling? And some of those probably should not have been certified in the first place. Others may just choose that it doesn't make sense for their business, and that's okay. But for those that do upgrade, that do go through the extra effort, it will distinguish them and enable them to differentiate themselves in the market a little bit better.
So the 950 companies, I'm assuming that's worldwide, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And what is your estimation about how many will make that journey? You think maybe like 80% will make that transition, or do you think it's going to be even less?
That's a big question in the market right now. We don't know. There is another 2 years worth of movement migration that's possible. So Siri, the housing body behind R2 has laid out that basically a 3-year schedule from the time that our standard was released that companies had to transition to the new standard. So we're really just kind of in the first half of that right now, and we're starting to see companies move over. But I think we, you know, it's yet to be seen just what the attrition rate is on companies that are certified. I hope that many choose to transition, but I do expect some to fall out. I just don't have a percentage I can give you, Jeff.
Okay. All right. Very good.
You know, other market conditions that will affect how we move forward. We're seeing a great deal more privacy legislation out there. So, you know, GDPR was introduced in Europe a few years ago. California implemented a new law similar to GDPR. Virginia implemented a new law. Now we've seen a total of 6 states that have implemented privacy legislation that really puts greater requirements on enterprises and on ITADs to comply with these privacy rules. So that's actually good for ITAD, because ITAD's all about data security and making sure that data is properly eliminated and sanitized. And so I think that these new laws, as people become familiar with them, and even more states adopt them, then we will see more interest in ITAD services. So I think that's a good thing, but it is a cautionary note that everybody needs to be aware of those.
Well, you know, too, I was going to mention, it seems like that, you know, since, you know, we're tracking everything, and, you know, because we deal with data centers, mostly that's kind of our core focus, but, you know, in tracking all the drives and the serial numbers, the audit trail and the wipe certificates, that it's not only important to the corporate client and their customers, but it's also a protection for us and our company, because, you know, if a client says, well, you picked up X, Y, and Z, and you've got a full audit trail and that item is not in there, that's a protection for the ITAD company as well.
That's a great point, Jeff, and that gets to best practices. The ability of an ITAD company to back up what they say. You know, just to say that, hey, there's a report, or to say, hey, we didn't receive something. If you don't have good controls in place and good reporting and be transparent about it, it is a liability for the ITAD company. And so those companies like Exit that have really put in those best practices, I think, are protecting themselves as well as their clients.
So do you have any viewpoint on the data center market, like as far as more corporations are moving to the cloud and things like that? I mean, kind of what are you kind of seeing as far as the future, as far as the data center market?
That's a great question. You know, the data center market has been transitioning for several years now from private data centers into the cloud, into especially the really large data center organizations like AWS and Microsoft and Google. But we are still seeing private data centers out there. You know, companies want better, you know, want control over their equipment and over their systems and security. And so that, you know, some companies will retain private data centers or co-located data centers. So I think that's going to continue. It may be industry by industry, more in the verticals, where you see certain organizations that focus on hyperscale and to make sure that they have really optimized computing practices to be able to support their business. The other side of the data centers is how you connect to it. And so you see edge computing, you see IoT, you see there's a lot of things that are growing out of the data center migrations that are going to continue to grow. So IoT is just really still in its infancy. The number of devices and routers and other ways to connect to the cloud are just going to continue to grow. So, you know, this migration is going to continue, but we're also seeing new technologies and new ways of connecting develop. So ITAD's around to stay, but ITAD has demonstrated over time their ability to be flexible and adapt to changes in technology. So that's exciting.
Yeah, I was going to mention one of the things that we had noticed as well is that we're getting more and more calls from corporations that have data centers in the U.S. and internationally. And I mean, we just recently did a takeout for a corporation, one data center in the US and two are in foreign countries. So that seems to be more of a trend too, where they want to be able to have one company that can has, you know, the ability to handle their footprint. So it's it's kind of a nice trend for us.
You know, and that is a challenge for multinational corporations, is that there is no one provider that can cover every region of the planet and do it well. And so you do see a lot of ITED companies partner. And to be able to provide that support, you know, the multinational corporation needs that level of support and best practice. And so you see ITED companies partner to make sure that they can meet that need anywhere on the planet. So that's kind of an exciting development. And a part of the question that enterprise needs to ask is, you know, how do you make sure that that I'm serviced well in other regions?
Right. Yeah, that's really an important point.
Yeah, Jeff, one of the other things that's kind of interesting in the ITED industry right now is how companies are using social media and you know, other new web tools to get the word out. You know, part of ITED is education. Part of ITED is helping enterprises and IT employees, IT people, to understand best practices, understand the risks that they have, and understand best practices. And so we are seeing more use of social media to do that. You know, podcasts like this or other methods with white papers and media. That's something that I think Exit has done a good job with, is making sure that they're serving an educational purpose in helping the market understand best practices.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate that. Yeah, we've really tried hard, and we've got a great team here that helps us with our marketing. And that's one of the things that I had, you know, as part of my role here at Exit. Mm.
So. Indeed. All right. Well, Jeff, do you have any other questions?
No, I think that'll do it. So do you have any, you know, you got a big schedule coming up for your next few weeks, doing a lot of traveling?
Well, that's a good question. Here we are in September of 2021, and COVID is ramping back up. And so we've already had some conferences occur, and some are being canceled. So I'm not really sure what the next few months hold for us. In terms of events, it is exciting for me that ITED companies are using this time, this transitional period, to implement new practices, to implement new go-to-market strategies. And so one of the things that I love to do is help, you know, is help companies understand how to go to market in new ways or how to scale. And so that has not slowed down at all, although the conferences are a little bit hit and miss right now.
Great. Well, Reich, I want to thank you again for being our guest on ITED Talk this morning, and hope you have a great rest of your week and stay safe.
Well, thank you, Jeff. You too. And say hey to everyone at Exit Technologies for me.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right. Bye-bye.
We invite you to follow and subscribe to the ITED Talk podcast. You can find the latest episode at itedtalk.com and on all your favorite podcast apps. And don't forget, the best way to support ITED content is to rate and like the show on iTunes, Google, Spotify, or anywhere you might listen.